resulting performance, Danny?
Well, first and foremost, always a very difficult place to come in any time that I brought a team up here. And I thought the first half was one that we had to dig in very, very deep, you know, in terms of the conditions, a swirling wind. And I thought to contain, you know, a good experience for Forside, 0-0 at half-time was fantastic. Very much a game in terms of the second half, the wind had died down a fair bit, but I always believed that if we got through that we'd then able to go and, you know, get a great deal more of the ball, and it was the areas where we could then go on that. And I thought we caused for a great deal of problems the second half. The only thing that I would say, you know, I think, you know, perhaps maybe just our final ball let us down at times. I thought the Forfar goalkeeper, sorry, what's his name?
Matt McCall.
I thought he was outstanding. So I did. I thought he was fantastic in terms of what he had to deal with today there, and had a couple of great saves. We had a couple of skirmishes. And I think the big positives for us today, we're disappointed not to come away with a maximum 3 points. But I think in the manner that we controlled the game in the second half, and the opportunities that we created, even without being brilliant in the first half, but being organised and competing, I still felt we had two or three great breakaways in the first half. And once again, McCallum has a great save for wee Mark Lamont. So, David Mitchell, when he was called upon for an absolutely fantastic free kick from, was it Hulson, I think, hit it, or was it Hulson's great effort, great striking. It was a great save by Mitch, you know, he actually tips it onto the bar.
Yeah,
so,
the rebound as well.
Yeah, it was an absolutely fantastic strike there. And, you know, we knew that we were coming in. I thought at times, particularly the first 10, 15 minutes of the game, in the shape that Forfar had switched to today, they went with a diamond in the midfield, and it caused us a couple of problems early doors. You know, Kirkpatrick managed to get onto the ball more than what we would have liked, but once we had rode that and able to suss it out, you know, we tweaked a little bit there, and then we managed to get a foothold in the game, or able to contain them. I'm not saying a foothold in the game, but certainly able to contain them. And as I said, they're getting to half time after 45 minutes was a big key factor. Mm-hmm. I thought the second half were tremendous. Yeah. I would say that's the best that we've played this season, you know, in the second half. And as much as I'm disappointed not to come away with maximum, I'm very, very pleased with the level of performances, the chances that we created. Once again, another clean sheet. And more importantly, the instructions that the boys are taking on board and carrying them out to the letter. Fantastic.
The longer the game went on, it certainly looked stronger and more likely to score towards
Yeah, and as I said there, I thought the wind had died down a little bit there. But it's like anything, you know, you're trying to get that balance right. You're the away team, you're getting a lot of joy of the ball. It's important that you don't get carried away because you've got the ball. Your shape's always got to still be good. So it's that side of the game that we had, for the touchline, that we had to manage. When they had it in the areas where we knew that they'd be brave and go and take it. And then just in that final bit, just making a better decision, you know. I think Astrogas is very unforgiving. You know, it's either got to be bang on. You know, if it's underweighted, then it's behind you. If it's overweighted, it's away for you. So that's where your level of concentration has got to be high. And as I said there, overall, a very, very pleasing performance. And disappointed not with taking the 3 points down the road, but I think it was very, very important that we came away with something with such a good level of performance. And once again, you know, the fans, I thought they were absolutely tremendous. You know, a good backing up here today. They always travel well. They always have a good day out. And I think they would have enjoyed an over. You'd seen the battling qualities of their team today in the first half. And also continue to see that in the second half with a level of football that they've been accustomed to. So hopefully they're going down, you know, the road as happy as the first team coaches.
Okay.